We're in the middle of the Shaka B'Tari Kuf Chof Amud Beis. We have a Machlikis, Reb Lozen Ben Azariah and Reb Akiva. How long could you eat the Karban Pesach? Reb Lozen Ben Azariah says you could only eat it till Chatzos, and he learns this from Gzeir Shavah from Balayla Azet to Vavati Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azem, just like over there, Makas V'Cheres was by Chatzos, so too the Karban Pesach is eaten at Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva says, no, since it says Bechipozoin, you eat it until you rushed out of Mitzrayim, which is the morning, so that means you can eat the Karban Pesach the entire night. So then the Gemara started explaining, according to Rabbi Kiva, why does it say Balayla Hazeh? If not to make the Gzeir Shava of Balayla Hazeh to Makas Becheres to teach us Ad Chatzos. So we said that Balayla tells us that you can only eat it at night, La Fuke, that you can't eat it the afternoon of the 14th, like a normal carbon, that you normally eat it on the day that you could bring it. And Hazeh says that you could only eat it that night, the night of the 15th, lafuke the next night. Because you would have a havamina that since a shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, over here you can't eat it by day, so instead of 2 days and a night, you would get 2 nights and a day. Kamashal and Hazeh, that it's only eaten that first night, and that's it. That's where we left off so far. So the Gemara continues. Reb Lozer ben Azariah, it's the first word of a line about three quarters of the way down. Reb Lozer ben Azariah Amalach, so what is Reb Lozer ben Azariah? How does he know this din? I mean, he uses Balai Lazer for the Gzeir Shabbat to say that the Karban Pesach could only be eaten at Chatzos. So how does he know this din that it's only eaten the first night and you can't eat it for 2 nights? So Amalach, he'll tell you Milasiru ad Biker Nafka, because the Torah says Milasiru ad Biker, you can't leave it over to the morning. If you can't leave it over to the morning, obviously you can't eat it the next night. It already becomes nicer that first morning. Rabbi Akiva, Amalach, Rabbi Akiva will tell you had the Torah not written by Laila Hazeh to say that it's dafka eaten for 1 night and not 2 nights. Then have a meaning. Then I could have told you, my biker, biker sheni, that which the pasuk says, who says it's talking about the first morning, the morning of Tezvav, maybe it's talking about the second morning. Since you could eat it for 2 nights, don't leave it over to the next morning after the night of eating it, which would be the morning of Tezayin. So from lezirum mimenu abayker, you have no raya, and that's why you need hazeh to tell us that it's only eaten for 1 night and not eaten for 2 nights. Rabbi Lezer ben Azari will tell you, whenever it says biker stam, it means the first morning. So from the fact that the Torah says lezizim mena biker, automatically I assume that it means don't leave it over till the first morning, till the morning of Tezvav. So you don't need hazeh to teach us that it's only eaten for 1 night, because you already know that from lezizim mena biker. Obviously, it's only eaten for 1 night if it becomes nicer by the morning. And if that's the case, so the Hazeh is actually teaches this Gzeir Shavah, Balai Lazeh to Makas Bechayres, to teach us that the Karban Pesach is only eaten till Chatzos, and that's it. Omar Rava, said Rava, now that we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, if the Karban Pesach is eaten the entire night or Dafka Ad Chatzos, Midaraisa, so says Rava, if that's the case, if a person eats matzah nowadays after chatzos, according to Reb Lozer ben Azariah, he would not be yotzi his chayv. Meaning, just like bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim, that there was a Karban Pesach, and therefore the matzah nemar are tali in the Karban Pesach, a matzah nemarim yachlu, so it would have to be eaten before chatzos. So even nowadays, then there's no Karban Pesach, Saif Kol Saif, this man is the same as man, and you have to make sure to eat your matzah before Chatzos. If you eat it after Chatzos, you're not Yotze. It's past this man already.
Because of Al Matzah Zemar Yechlu? That's
why? Al Matzah Zemar Yechlu says that the Chi of Matzah is totally with the Karban Pesach. So whatever the Zman of the Karban Pesach is, that would also be the Zman of Achilles Matzah. So says the Gemara Pshita, I mean, why should you think this man changes? I mean, if that's what it was then, why should it change now? And for the Gemara, so Pshit Akiva and the Iskish of Pesach, if the Torah was Makash, the Torah Karim Pesach, Amasim Mir Miyachlu, Kapesach Dami, so then obviously it has the same parameters, the same rules as the Karim Pesach, has to be eaten before Chatzais. And for the Gemara, Ma'u the Tema, I could have said, Ha'afki Karim Akesha, that the Torah took it out of the Hekesh. Yes, it says Amasim Mir Miyachlu, but like we saw yesterday, it also says, that we have the hekesh the drasha of sheish yom teichah matzis, and that teaches us matzis a rishus all the other days, and then on that we said, so I might think the first night is a rishus, and then on that we said kamash v'lom be'erav teichah matzis, that there's a separate chiyuv of be'erav teichah matzis that teaches us that even bezman hazeh, when there's no pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night. So I would think that chiyuv, since it's a freestanding chiyuv, that's not holding the Karim Pesach, so maybe that chiyuv of Be'erav Teichu Matzis is the Pasuk Pshat of Be'erav, which means a whole night. So Matzah Bizman is that, which is not learned from Matzis and Merim Yechlu, rather it's learned from Be'erav Teichu Matzis, maybe I could say that even according to Rav Elazar ben Azayi, you could be eating matzah a whole night. So that's Rava's Chiddush. The Chiyah Hadrei Kral, the Milsa Kamaisa Hadrei. That's not how it works. But Erev Teichu Matzis is a Gilui. It's not a separate thing. It's a Gilui that even Bizman Azeh you have a Chiyah Matzah. But which Chiyah Matzah? The same Chiyah Matzah that you had until now. So just like until now, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim, the Chiyah Matzah was only Ad Chatzai. So now that the Torah was Marbe with Erev Teichu Matzis, that there's a Chiyah Matzah Bizman Azeh, it's not a new Chiyah that has its own rules. Rather, it's going back to that Chiyah, which means that it's only until Chatzos, and after Chatzos, you're not Yotze.
Maror and Halel and all those other dinim. What about Maror?
So Maror's Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. Okay. But the Pashtus is Kein Deraisa Tikkun. But the Chiddush is that it wouldn't be a Chiddush, because the whole thing is Zecher. That would be Pshita, like the Gemara asked. The Chiddush is Matzah, which is a separate Chiyuv that you would have had a Halmina. Halal, it happens to be, is a Mashail in the Rishonim, if Halal has to be before Chatzais or after Chatzais. The Pashtus is that I'll be sorry that Halal doesn't have to be Al Chatzais because it's not Tali in the Achila, it's after the Achila. Just like we had before, the Halal could even be in a different Makim, it's not Tali in the Achila. But there are Rishonim that hold that, know that the Halal also has to be, according to this Shita, before Chatzais. I don't know too many people who are makbid on getting the halal in, because getting the afikamim by chatzais is hard. Getting to finish everything with halal in. There are those that are try to at least bench before chatzais, because that's the end of the meal.
The reason why Mar is the Rabbanan Mitzvah says because we don't have that separate pasuk. Because
we don't have the separate pasuk. The only chiyuv is al matzis merer miyachlu.
Right, and that's batal.
And that's batal, right, yeah.
That whole pasuk was just to make it into a legacy mitzvah. That's basically
right, yeah.
Forever. That's what that pasuk
is. Okay, so that's that, and like everybody knows, the famous Avnezer, that because it's not clear in the Paiskim, some pasuk like Rabbi Akiva that it's the whole night, some pasuk like Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, that it's dafka ad chatzais. So the Avnei Nezer says that if a person's running late and he's not going to make chatzais, so then he could eat a kezayis matz al tanai and mimono shach biyote. Because according to Rav Elazar ben Azayi, eating before chatzais, and there's no problem of imaftir nachar pesach afikayim, because at chatzais the night's over. It just like the next morning, according to us, you could eat. So after chatzais, according to the Rav Elazar ben Azayi, you could eat. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you're saying that it's stam right in the middle of your meal, you're eating, so then you'll eat another kezayis later, which will be your ikar kezayis of the afikayman, and your halacha of the maftir nachar pesach afikayman goes on that last kezayis.
In terms of being geisa, you already ate some matzah beforehand.
Afikayman is part. To be yotzei the afikayman, which is zeichel pesach, has to be also
right,
before
chatzos. But the erev teichel matzah.
Yeah, enechanami. The ikar chi of matzah, you're yotzei with the first one. Yeah, enechanami. But it means that which we eat is that second gezayis that you're doing zeichel pesach has to also be before chatzos. Others disagree with this because they say that even according to Rav Elazar Ben Azariah that you have to finish by Chatzais, but Lamaisa the din of Emaftir Nachar Pesach Avikamin is a whole night, so you don't gain anything by the Tanai. But Lamaisa, at least B'diyeva, that person is stuck, you know, he might as well make the Tanai, at least if he could fadin something, then you might as well. Then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah says, "Hapigov anoisa v'atomei mitamines yedaim." Hapigov anoisa mitamines yedaim. The Chazal were geyser that midi rabbanon, even though pigov anoisa midi rice is totally tar, nonetheless midi rabbanon, they gave it a tuma de rabbanon, a low level tuma de rabbanon. That if you touch it with your hands will become tamei. It will give you tumas yedaim. So the Gemara explains, one explained because of the chashudim of the kehan that were suspected, they were chashud of passing a carbon on purpose. The other one said the reason of the takana is because of the lazy kehanim. And like we'll see in a moment, it's not a machloikis over here. Rather, there's two gzeiros over here, one for pigol, one for nicer. So one was explaining the reason of pigol, and one was explaining the reason of nicer, like we'll explain. Now there was a second difference between them. One said that the shear is a kezayis, the other one said that the shear is a kabeya, to be mitame. Now the first thing, like we just said, is not a machlekes, but the second thing is zikra machlekes. What's the minimum shear that Chazal were goyzer tumas yadayim? One said that the minimum shear to be mitame your hands is you have to touch at least a kezayis. The other one said no, until you touch a kabeya, your hands are not tame. So now the Gemara explains. Chatani apigo v'chatani anoiser. That first thing that they said, chashdik uno and atzlik uno, one was explaining the reason for pigo, the other was explaining the reason for noiser. Mande tani apigo mishum chashdik uno. The one who was explaining the reason of pigo, the reason why pigo's metami yedaim, is because we want a deterrent because of the kohanim that were chashed to pasel karbonis on purpose. Meaning if the kohen had a score to settle with the Yisrael who's bringing the carbon, so he might decide to pass all his carbon and make it pigo. So in order to deter him from doing that, we tell him that if you're going to make it pigo, if you're going to have a machshava chutzas mani b'shas da'avoida, then it's going to be mitami your hands. And the Kahanim were very nervous about tumah, because then they were, first of all, we find that all over they were more makbid about tumah than many other halachas deraisa. Second of all, if they become tumah, then they're not going to be able to do all the avoida, they're going to get stuck. So they were very careful about tumah. So this will help deter them from purposely. Yeah, but it's still an inconvenience, and until then you have a problem. Anything you touch, this, because they were so super makbid about tumah and tahara, this Chazal felt was already enough of a deterrent for them to not to have a machshava hapaiselas to passel the Yisrael's carbon on purpose. Mandatani Anaisa, and the one who explained the reason of Naisa, Mishum Atzlikunu. Some who were afraid that maybe the Kehanim were going to become lax and not rush to eat all the karbanis, and therefore allow some of the meat to become nicer. So they were going to tuma on any meat that becomes nicer. This way they'll be careful to eat it as quick as possible and not let it become nicer. Chadam or Kezai.
Once it's nicer, it's us already.
Right? I mean, it's us to eat. Right.
But that's not enough of a deterrent.
Right. I mean, they were guys that were even to touch it, your Talmud. So this way, they'll be more makbid. And like we'll see in Rosh Hashanah when we get to Maseches Yuma, we find that they were more makbid about Tumah than Isurim Deraisa. So that was the mindset of Kehanim. So this would be a bigger deterrent for them. Yes, you're over alav by making pigol, and yes, you're over alav by making Noiser, but even that wasn't enough of a deterrent. The tumah was the deterrent for them. The tumah, the rabbanon. Charamer kezayis v'charamer kebeya. The second thing that one said the shear is a kezayis and one said the shear is a kebeya. So, like we said before, that's obviously a machlekes. What's pshat in the machlekes? Manda amar kezayis kisura. The shaila is when the Chazal pattern their gezera. That usually, like we have many times, the Chazal don't make a gzeru shooting in the dark. They usually pattern it with a svara, with a framework. So one held that the framework was that since the shear of Isser of Pigol or the shear of Isser of Neisser is a kezayis, so once you have the shear of Isser of Pigol or the shear of Isser of Neisser, they already were geyser the Tumas Yadayim of touching it, your hands become tamei. The one who says that it's not matami, your yadayim and tol is a kabeya, because that's what we find all over. Tumas Eichlin is not matami and tol is a kabeya. So here too, when they were misakin and Tumas Eichlin on these things, on these people, on this noiser, they were misakin that the shir is a kabeya. Says the Mishnah, Birach Birkas HaPesach, Pater Shel Zemach. If a person by the Seder, he makes the bracha, Asher Kachanam and Tzayisal V'tzivonu, Lechol HaPesach, so now he doesn't have to make a separate bracha on the Zevach. Now the Zevach over here could either be referring to the Chagigah Zidalid that we know is brought together with the Karban Pesach, or Rosh Bam says it could be mean any carbon. Let's say a person which probably was common in those days, anybody who lived out of town and was either a regal, so usually you save up your Karbanas to bring B'Shas Yantif when you go be either regal. So every Yontif in the morning, and the wife needed the kids out of the house, so they went to go bring the Karbanas. Uh-huh. In the morning. They can't tell Chatzais.
Right, I know.
So, but in case there was any other Karbanas that were brought, mm-hmm. in the morning, and the Dharma of Navas, so who are then? They would make a bracha on those Karbanas, Asher Kachanam, Tzayisavitzivan, Lachal HaZevach. So on that, says the Mishnah, according to the first sheet, according to Bishmol, if you make the bracha of the Karban Pesach, paters the Zevach. However, the opposite way, Birach Shel Zevach, if you make the bracha on the Zevach, Le paters Shel Pesach, that doesn't pater the bracha on the Karban Pesach, and we'll see why in the Gemara, the Bishmol. No, neither bracha paters the other one. You have to make a separate bracha on the Karban Pesach, and you have to make a separate bracha on the Zevach.
It's interesting that the Chagigas Yudalad, you would need to go ahead and make a bracha. You're only bringing that in order to
be a part of
it. To eat the pig.
It's only right. Even though it's only part of the Karban Pesach, but right. The Maisa, as far as a carbon is concerned, it's
so
its own
carbon that you bring, you would have to make a bracha.
Yeah.
In the Dharm, the Dov,
so right, right. So from here we see, and you also see it in Menachos like that. A guy on a regular random Tuesday went to the Beis Hamikdash and brought a shalom. He would make a bracha. Mm-hmm. So that, since the Maizah Chagigas Yidalad is a shalom, that bracha would have to be made, if not for the fact that the bracha of the Pesach patters it. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the bracha of the Pesach doesn't patter it, you have to make a separate bracha.
It's interesting that you also said there's a bracha of the Pesach as well, right? I mean, this is where you see there's a bracha of the Pesach.
Yeah, and here you see that it's a bracha of the Pesach. Says the Gemara, Kishitim Tzalaymer, when you want to explain the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, you'll say as follows. The Dibre Rabbi Shmuel Zrika B'chal Shvicha, or Shvicha B'chal Zrika. There's two ways, there's really three, because Achatas, you have Matan Etzba. But all other Kabbanas that have Zrika, there's two ways to do Zrika. Most Kabbanas have Zrika, which means throwing. That means the Kayin stood away from his Mizbeach, and he shot the blood out from the Mizrak onto the wall of Mizbeach. And then there's some karbanas that have shvicha according to most shittas. There are shittas that no karbanas have shvicha, but according to most tanaim, there's some karbanas that have shvicha, which would be a bechara pesach ha-meiser that instead of throwing it, you pour it. I mean, you go right up to the wall and you pour it gently onto the wall and let it roll down to the yisayit. So a carbon pesach, according to most tanaim, has shvicha, and if that's the case, zrika bechal shvicha. There's another halacha that even the karbanos that are supposed to have zrika, if you did shvicha to them, you're yoytze b'diavad. Memela, the carbon pesach, which is a bracha on a type of carbon which has shvicha, is kailo all karbanis, is kailo other nedarim and davis, because they as well could have been done shvicha to them. So the bracha of a pesach is kailo other zvachim. However, shvicha b'klal zrika, but the opposite, if you, a carbon that needs shvicha, like a carbon pesach, if you do zrika on it, you would not be yoytze. Therefore, the bracha of other karbanis, the bracha of zvachim, which is a bracha on a carbon that needs zrika, cannot be kailo carbon pesach, because a carbon pesach cannot be brought with zrika.
Who says that the compatibility?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. For some reason, since they're compatible, they're compatible the bracha. I'm not sure why that has to do one with the other. But that's what we're saying over here, because otherwise what else, why else should this one part of this one not, and not vice versa? So So
why? Because you have two different mitzvahs. So why?
No, so why should A pater B and not B pater A? What other song?
Rabbi Shmuel,
yeah.
Rabbi Kiva, you don't.
Oh, no, I'm not coming, but it all starts from Rabbi Shmuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it starts chewing Rabbi Shmuel, so then why Rabbi Kiva says different, there it is. So the Gemara wants to say, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shvichel paters Rika, and therefore Pesach could pater Zevach, but Zrika does not pater Shvichel, and therefore Zevach doesn't pater Pesach. The Rikiva Mash, and that's according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rikiva, Lo Yishvicha B'chal Shvicha, Lo Yizrika B'chal Shvicha, neither paters the other one. Meaning, the ones that need to have Shvicha have to be Dafka Shvicha. The ones that need to have Zrika have to be Dafka Shvicha. And therefore, the bracha on the Pesach doesn't work for the Zevach, and the bracha on the Zevach doesn't work for the Pesach.
What
did
Rabbi Shmuel,
the Lashon
L'chatchila, Beirach B'chal Pesach, Pater is a
Yeah, because the lashon is b'dieved because it's not that it's b'dieved in the sense that we say b'dieved, but the lachas negeya b'dieved. Meaning, once you made the bracha in the past, you don't need the bracha. We're talking in the past.
Because still you make both
brachas. If you're going to eat the zevach before you made a bracha on the Pesach, you would have to make a bracha. It's only once you made a bracha on the Pesach that you don't have to make a bracha on the zevach.
But you would typically eat the chagiga first.
So normally you would eat the chagiga first. And normally, right? It's only negeya if you ate it. It's right. It's only negeya if you already made a bracha on the Pesach. Okay, that's at the end. As long as in those days that let's say you had a smaller chabura and each guy's going to eat 20 kizesim of a karm pesach.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat 10 now and 10 afterwards. As long as at the end you're going to finish the last achil is going to be from the karm pesach.
So you make the bracha on the pesach.
But you would make the bracha in the beginning as soon as you start eating.
Okay. This is someone who maybe didn't have the Zevach in time or something.
Right, yeah. Whatever. However, Kasha Namaisa, once you made a bracha on the Karban Pesach, if now you get a Zevach, so then you wouldn't have to. Okay, says the Gemara. So the Rashbam says the Shaykh of the next Gemara is because we were talking about making two brachas, so we talk about a different scenario of two brachas. So Rabbi Simloi equal a pidyon aben. Rabbi Simloi was once by a pidyon aben. Bo minei. They asked the Shaila of him, Pshita, that it's Pasha to us that Alpidin Aben, that by Alpidin Aben, Asher Kishonim Ben Zeisav Yitzivon, Alpidin Aben, Avi Aben Mevarach, that the first bracha of Asher Kishonim Ben Zeisav Yitzivon, Alpidin Aben is made by the father of the child that's being redeemed. The question is, Baruch Shachiyonu Vikimonu Vigiyonu Azman Azeh, who makes that bracha? Kayim Mevarach, or Avi Aben Mevarach, is that bracha made by the Kayin, or is that bracha made by the Avi Aben? Do we say Kayim Mevarach de Kamati Hanavi Yadei because he's the one who's getting the five slime? Or Avi Aben Mevarach de Kavin Mitzvah because he's the one who's doing the mitzvah? Le'Avi Yadei, he didn't know. Also, Shel Be Midrash, they went to ask the Shaila in the Beis Medrash, Amulei, and they told him, Avi Aben Mevarach, Shtaim, that Avi Aben makes two separate brachas, meaning he makes the bracha of Asher Kedshanu and he makes the bracha of Shechiyonu, Vilchus, and that's Taka Alach Lamaisa, Avi Aben, Mevarach Shtaim, that the father is the one who makes both brachas. Hadun Lach Arvi Psachim, Eslich Lach, Mitzachis Psachim.